This is a story from the series on Nagas. When King Nala, being possessed by an evil spirit, had abandoned Dayamanti, his wife, he saw a great fire burning in the dense forest. There, in the midst of the flames, he heard the voice of some being saying loudly again and again, "Come here, Nala, quickly. Don't get scared." With these words, Nala entered into the midst of the fire and saw a Naga king lying coiled up in the shape of an earring. This Naga lifted up his folded hands and trembling, he spoke to Nala. "O king, I am the Naga Karkotaka. Once I had mocked the great sage Narada, that mighty Muni, and incensed with anger, he cursed me, saying, 'You will remain fixed to this spot like a tree until Nala will come and take you away from here. It is then that you will be freed from the curse which I have pronounced. Owing to this curse, I am unable to move even a single step. You must save me, and I will show you the way to great bliss and happiness. I shall be your friend. There is no serpent that equals me. I shall not be heavy in your hand. Take me quickly and go.' Having thus spoken, the Lord of Nagas made himself small, to the size of a thumb, and Nala took him and proceeded to a place away from the fire. Having reached an open spot which had been spared by the scorching flames, he wished to let the Naga go. But Karkutaka spoke again, 'Go on a few paces, counting your steps, O King of Nishada. Then I shall bring you supreme bliss.' Then, as he had begun to count his steps, the Naga bit him at the 10th step. And as soon as he had been bitten, his own shape disappeared. Seeing himself changed, Nala stood in amazement. And he also saw that the Naga had restored to his own form also. Then the Naga Karkutaka said, comforting him, 'I have changed your form so that people shall not know you. That demon on whose account you were suffering with great grief will dwell in you. But because of my poison, he will suffer with great pain. As long as he lives in you, his limbs will be affected by my poison and he will continue to suffer. After all, he has afflicted you, who is innocent and without guilt. O Lord of men, I will make him moan with rage and will be your protection. You will have no fear from tusk and fanged animals, nor from foes, nor from those that know sacred texts. You will feel no pain caused by the poison, O King, and in battle, O Chief of Kings, you will always be victorious. Now go right away to the fair city of Ayodhya and present yourself there to King Rituparna, saying, "I am Bahuka, the charioteer. That king possesses great skill in the game of dice, and he will give you the secret of dice playing in exchange for the secret science of horses. That illustrious Kion of Ishkvaku's race will become your friend. When you are once versed in the game of dice, you will be blessed with great bliss. You will be united with your spouse. You will regain both your realm and your two children. And should you wish to see your own form again, O Lord of men, you must remember me and put on this garment. Clad with this garment, you will recover your own form." Thus speaking, Karkutaka gave him celestial robes. After having thus directed Nala, the king of Nagas vanished out of sight.